brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting globally on shortwave and the web at Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. He has written multiple scholarly volumes. I've read two of his books. He has made a documentary presentation about corruption and decline of the Catholic Church. He, of course, is a World War II veteran. He is a national champion back in the 60s of the TV game show Jeopardy. Pretty darn smart. And he's even corrected me on air a few times with my history. And he is, 86, 87 years old. He is also the, of course, father of the most successful Hollywood producer and actor, Mel Gibson. And so many other laudable things. And I was so honored to hear that he was considering going public and speaking out again about issues near and dear to his heart, and that he would go public first after several years of not doing any interviews on this radio show. And he's also, I consider him a good friend of mine. We've met before, and I've talked to him many times on the phone. We've interviewed him many times. Hutton Gibson. Hutton, thank you for coming on with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I tell you, so much has happened since we last talked on air. How many, was that like 2.5 years ago?
It must be, at least, yes.
Well, I tell you, you really got misrepresented and attacked in the press, but it wasn't successful. It seemed to backfire. But we're not going to be getting into those issues today. We're going to be talking about something you're really an expert on and recognized by many traditional Catholics as one of the most informed people. And what would you call it? Just the takeover of the Catholic Church, or the decline, or the Masonicization? What would you call it?
The replacement, I would say. What we have there now is nothing like the Catholic Church I grew up in.
We've only got a few minutes before we break. Give us a little bit of an overview of some of the issues you want to discuss today.
Well, for instance, the church has turned into a discussion society. It's meant to be a missionary society. Church has four marks. It is one, holy, Catholic, apostolic. And all those marks are gone in this new church. Especially the apostolic, because that means you go and preach the word. That's what Christ said to do. And he would be with us all days to preach his gospel. When you stop preaching it, you can't expect him to be with you. They've decided that salvation is available everywhere, so why would anyone bother to come to the church, which used to be the most difficult road? Anyway.
We'll also get into, you've got a little list of things here that we've talked about privately. Ratzinger, what he's really doing, how he was praying to Mecca. Also, how he's been calling now three times since he got in there into the papal seat, calling for a new world order. And also, you've discovered that a new cathedral they built is really a Masonic temple.
Yes, that's they put up this building as a shrine to Padre Pio. And when you look at it, you see Masonic design everywhere. And I mean everywhere. It's too blatant to be accidental. Like all this stuff in the church entirely. It's all too obvious to be accidental. It cannot have happened by accident according to our theology. That building is a demonstration of it. They've done pretty much the same down in Mexico at our Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then over in Portugal at Our Lady of Fatima.
Hutton Gibson, we're going to break. We're going to come back. Long segment, plenty of time to break this down. Let's get into Ratzinger, what his agenda is, get into the new cathedrals, Masonic temples, and talk about the demonization by different organizations of traditional Catholics, which you are one. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for stations that just joined us, recapping, Hutton Gibson, World War II vet, author, researcher, traditional Catholic leader, father of Mel Gibson, joins us. He's been misrepresented and misquoted and twisted by the press, and I consider him to be a very nice, very informed, good person who's done a lot of good works. And I wanted you to have a chance to hear what Hutton Gibson really has to say from him, not from the New York Times or 2020 or something else. And I'm honored that, again, he hasn't been on the air in about 2.5 years since the whole Passion of the Christ controversy. He is now with his maiden voyage here back on talk radio joining us. Hutton, I think the best place to start is how you got disillusioned with the modern Catholic Church, how it changed. And then a few years ago I was reading your book, The Enemy is Still Here, pointing there at Rome. And large sections are about Ratzinger. You were fingering him then as one of the prime controllers of the Illuminati infiltration and control of the Catholic Church, the whole Masonic influence. So if you can, break down kind of how you woke up and then who Ratzinger is. And then I'd like to talk about some of the things he's been doing, calling for a one-world government, a one-world religion, saying all religions are the same. I'd like to go through that with you. And I think once you've illustrated that, how could anybody be one of these mainline so-called Catholics, because they're not really Catholics? So please, sir, enlighten us on that.
Well, I got into the deal. See, when I was in this country, I was too far from the Catholic schools, and my children were not being subjected to this gradual subversion coming into the schools about 1960 and 1961. When I moved to Australia, I thought it would be a great idea. Send them to Catholic school. By gosh, I can do this again. And so I did. And about a year later, they came around and showed me what they were using for texts in religion class. It wasn't the catechism. It was nothing that had anything to do with the Catholic Church. It was a publication put out every month. And the boys at the school, which was St. Leo's in Warunga, Sydney, Australia, would take this paper out to the cricket ground and burn it ceremonially. So they didn't believe it either.
So they knew what was going on.
Yes. Well, I took a look at this stuff, and I got into it with the cardinal, who had just been made a cardinal, and Freeman. And he referred me here and referred me there because he couldn't do anything about it. He wasn't very bright. I sent him in long, Australian pages are a bit longer than the 11. It's about 8.25 by 14 instead. And I filled up 8 pages of that with heresies I called out of this publication, this periodical that came out 10 times or 11 times a year. They broke for Christmas. So, he didn't answer me. One way he said, "We're not here to jam religion down these boys' throats." And I thought to myself, what are you there for? This is why they go to Catholic school, to get their religion. Whether it's jammed down their throats or what, they've got to get it. And they were not getting it. So I got into the battle with him, and the next thing you know, I found out that there was a real mass around somewhere. I hadn't noticed so much. I'd been traveling. I hadn't noticed the changes so much. I used to wonder, for instance, why did the Irish take this lying down? And what it comes down to is that they were given the old patriotic approach. And their vernacular was not English, it was Gaelic. And most of them don't speak it or understand it too well. So, anyway, that's all by the way. But in Australia, they were the first to go vernacular. And the translations, of course, were wretched. And then I found the Latin Mass Society and joined it and found out things were much worse than I had thought. So then I got into it for fair, objecting to that... what they call the Novus Ordo Missae, the new order of Mass, which came in 1969 and replaced all these translations that were going here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, that's the key. They didn't just take it out of Latin into English or Spanish. They then changed it. And then from that change, we move forward 30 years, and popes are calling, Pope John Paul II, Ratzinger, the new guy, they're calling for a new world order. They're calling hundreds of religions the Vatican and saying they're all the same. I mean, this is 180 degrees from what's in the Bible. How did this happen in such a short space of time historically?
Well, mostly it was the communist tactic. We educate the young, or miseducate the young, or fail to educate the young, so that we have two or three generations now which have never seen the Catholic Church in action. When Pius XII left us in 1958, I was 40 years old. I knew my church. I'd been raised Catholic. All my instruction and all my formal schooling was Catholic. And I got in the army, and I was the target for everybody. You want to argue religion? Go see Gibson. And I will have to say, with a great deal of pride, that I never lost an argument. But they all wound up saying to me, "All you Catholics are all alike. You're a bunch of sheep. You just do what you're told." And I always said, "Nonsense. I know exactly what I believe and why." But I figured out now that most people did not have my education, in spite of going through the Catholic schools. Of course, when I got out, having argued with all these people, I realized I hadn't picked up enough. So I went into it in earnest, and I have quite a library of Catholic books and encyclopedias and dictionaries and various types of Bibles. I've got everything you can imagine here that fills a double garage. It used to be.
Well, there's no debating. I mean, you can debate in the past all day long, but there's no debating now that the Catholic Church is a pure instrument, and I know you would say it isn't really the Catholic Church, of world government. Move us forward to Ratzinger. You start writing books. You start speaking out. You fingered Ratzinger a long time ago.
Well, he was
as
one,
a prime mover.
He was one of these, what they call periti at Vatican II. Experienced man. It's the same word. Experio, imperial. So he was there advising all these bishops that had been called together, most of whom seemed to have left their brains outside the door and gone in and taken all this. There's one thing you can say about Vatican II. In contrast to all ages of the Catholic Church and its councils and its doctrines and its accurate and explicit phraseology, you find Vatican II, which put out more than the largest council we had before, which put out more than all the councils together before that. This is a great bank of fog. Nobody can figure out what it means. It contradicts itself internally. It promotes heresies which had been condemned by the Church. And, well, Ratzinger was there. He was right there in the beginning. He was helping out to put it over on these bishops.
Now fast-forwarding.
Then he advanced through the Church, and he wound up as a so-called cardinal and a so-called bishop, and put in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which is a change in name, of course, from the Congregation of the Holy Office.
And so he got in a key position over the canons and the doctrine.
Yes, that's correct. He was there in charge, and while there in charge, he promoted a book and wrote the preface for it called, what is it, the... it was put out by the Pontifical Biblical Commission, and the title of the book is The Hebrew People and Their Holy Scriptures in the Christian Bible. And then he proceeded to deduce that we should listen to this, we should accept them, because they may be right. Now, if they are right, then we are wrong.
Basically, it's what the Pharisees were saying to Christ. He's saying the Pharisees might be the good guys.
Yes, that's it. They could be right. These Masoretic scriptures, which, of course, they had in their hands and eliminated anything they found distasteful to them over, almost two millennia now, we are supposed to take their slant on it because they understand Hebrew. But it comes right down to it. If St. Paul says, if Christ be not risen, then is our faith vain.
Well,
and they disagree on the central fact of history.
Well, we know, Hutton Gibson, where they're going with this, because now there's no pretense. I mean, the Ratzinger is openly saying New World Order, One World Religion. I mean, this guy's talking like the Antichrist now.
He certainly is. And he gets crazier by the day. He even goes to Istanbul, and while he's there on another tack, he receives these Muslims, and of course it was staged. Nothing's done by accident there. He goes to their mosque, and he's there, I guess, with his shoes off, during their prayer time. So it was no shock to him that they were going to pray five times a day. They do this, and he joins in.
Hutton, stay there. We've got a break. I want to come back and talk about when you believe the Masonic Order was able to fully take over the Catholic Church, and what Ratzinger's doing, where the Catholic Church, or what they call the Catholic Church, where it's going. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
He hasn't been on the radio in over 2.5 years. He joins us now, breaking his silence, Hutton Gibson. It's a short segment, long segment coming up after this one. Hutton, we were talking during the break. There's another point you want to discuss, how the Illuminati crowd, when they fully took control, also wanted to, I guess, break the church's goodwill, I guess, with the public down. So they purposefully, and they've done this with the Republican Party, too. It's come out in the news, you know, the male prostitutes, all of it, to bring in people into leadership positions to basically compromise the church, which is a very old trick. And you guys were warned about this by people that were on the inside even before it happened, weren't you, Hutton?
Yes, reviewer, there was a bunch of people around the turn of the last century, the modernists, and they were doing their best to take over the doctrine of the church and the running of it. We almost had one of those fellows elected pope in 1903, Cardinal Mariano da Rampolla del Tindaro. But the Emperor of Austria, acting in his with his hat on, Holy Roman Emperor, vetoed him. So before he was elected, he could not have vetoed him afterwards, but he got in before when it looked like he would be elected. So the trouble is that he was still there in the church and acted as Secretary of State some of the time to Pius X, and he contributed to a new code of canon law. There had not been no code of canon law in all church history, but it had laws here and decrees there, and it was such a jumble that they put them all together, not for any great benefit, but simply to have them in one place, and this benefited chiefly the canon lawyers. But the people that were in charge of the code, encoding this thing, were modernist and Freemason, and they left out a couple of strange laws. They don't treat the Freemasonry as it had been treated. It became an irregularity instead of an apostasy. This prevented the people from, if they were caught at it, from functioning as priests, bishops, anybody. But it didn't take away their status immediately. They didn't go in and dig them out and say, this is a Mason. They did on, Pius X did on three occasions. He chucked out three bishops in France. And one of them became the cause in 1904 of the break between the Holy See and the French government, which of course was Freemasonic. So, but anyway, they left out these laws against Freemasons and left the room for some of these things to come back in again. And among the group around Rampolla and Gaspari was the Archbishop of Milan at the time, Della Chiesa, who became Benedict XV. And it was under his regime that this canon law was installed. And as I say, it did not have sufficient safeguards against things. One of the things we've just come across lately is that the same Pope, St. Pius V, who objected to any change in the Mass, he had to do this because with the Reformation going on, he had to have a Mass he could guarantee. So he took the oldest Mass available, gone way back in history before anyone can really trace it. And this is what he guaranteed and said there will be no heedless change to this. Of course, there are changes made when they institute a new feast. You've got a new saint you want to honor, or...
Well, specifically, though, we were talking in the break, though, you were talking about a law that you guys found that was talking about not having the pedophiles in there and how it would bring down the church and let the other governments take over. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Ratzinger and how he's calling for a new world order, what that means, and then that new cathedral that's a Masonic temple, and a lot more with Hutton Gibson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 23rd, 2007. Gold, 642. Ounce gold coins are 663, 334.05 for half and 167.02 for quarter ounce coins. That's 663, 334.05 and 167.02. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
World War II veteran, National Jeopardy champion back in the 60s, and of course, author, father of Mel Gibson and 10 other children, Hutton Gibson is our guest, for those that just joined us. And every few months, some Catholic cardinal calls for a one-world government, a new world order. Ratzinger has done it 3 times, that's the current so-called pope. And so people could debate all day, you know, was the Catholic Church evil 100 years ago? Was it evil 50 years ago? There is no debating. Yeah, there's no debating that this is not the Catholic Church it was, and there's no debating the fact that it is a total tool of one world government, and the symbolism and the buildings they're building and everything they're doing is pushing for a one world religion. Break down for us, Hutton, what Ratzinger means from your studying of him, and you've written a book, you know, a lot of it's about him, about what he means when he says a new world order, and why he's going to mosque and praying to Mecca. Why is he calling for a one world religion? I mean, this stuff is right out of Revelations.
Well, it's, almost an axiom that if you're going to have a one world government, you pretty well got to have a one-world religion. People have religion to fight over, they'll fight over it. So if they're all in one crew that way, that's one big thing eliminated. It also tones the church down to where it will never argue with the government, which it should be doing in any number of cases. for instance, abortion. And he has his own crew in there. Now they've been at this for well over 100 years, getting their people into the government of the church itself. And the people, I don't say all necessarily Freemasons, but most of them are vulnerable, as were the high muckety mucks at Vatican II, to blackmail. And the blackmail was not necessarily that they belonged to the Freemasons, though in a number of cases it was so, but in almost all cases they had their hands in the till, or they had girlfriends, or they had boyfriends. Even a couple of our so-called popes have had boyfriends.
Which popes, so-called popes, had boyfriends?
Well, Paul VI had a gentleman, if I may use the term loosely, an Italian actor named Carlini. Very handsome man, used to dye his hair red, which I suppose I should take as a compliment. But he was not, he could come in and out of the Vatican at any time he pleased. And I've spoken to a man who was there and saw this happening. He was a member of the Vatican, what would you call it, the guards. He was there in a position where he could have stopped this man if he hadn't had orders not to.
Who else, what other so-called pope was involved in this?
Well, I hate to do this without, what would you call...
going into it in detail and proofing it, you know.
Yeah, I it's a terribly destructive thing, and if you have no way to right offhand to prove it...
I understand then. Let's not go there. I mean, but we see the same thing in the White House, Republican and Democratic Party. It's like Foley, the congressman, running the Missing Children and Exploited Children program, and then you've got two deputy heads of Homeland Security caught raping or trying to rape children. You've got Bohemian Grove, the Franklin cover-up, Skull and Bones. You got, even the New York Post reporting, quote, top gay porn star service moguls at Bohemian Grove. This, I guess, is part of this Illuminati religion, or I guess it's a rite of passage so they know you're compromised, that you be involved in this. I think even bigger than just Freemasonry, and again, I'm not saying most Masons are low level and don't even know what's going on, but high level folks. But it seems like it is a rite of passage to do. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a low-level street gang will go, you know, mug an old lady as a rite of passage, so they know you're really a member of the crew or the mafia. You got to kill two people to be a made member. I mean, is this a way to get made, or why? I mean, why is this so prolific and it seems to be a prerequisite?
Well, for one thing, I suppose you recall Della Dodd, who was a member of the Communist Party, who returned to Catholicism and then. Let it be known that she personally had put 1,100, or was it 1,200, people, students, into Catholic seminaries to study for the priesthood. And when she mentioned this in the 60s, she said, they're about running the church now, these people. And we have this law of Pius V, which really... puts the homosexual out of the business. He can't do anything in the church, and he should be turned over to the civil authority, and the civil authority at the time simply killed him. So this law was not included in this 1917-18 code. And so we have to wonder about the people that put the code in. Rampolla, Gaspari, Benedict XV,
But clearly they wanted it so they could then blackmail. It's the same thing that's happening today. Now, what is the overall agenda now that these globalists have fully gotten control of the Catholic Church? I mean, where is all this going, Hutton?
Well, they've managed to destroy any respect that most people have for the clergy, and especially the hierarchy. There's a gentleman in Illinois Stephen Brady, who puts out a report every now and then called AMDG, Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam, all for the greater glory of God. And he has been fighting these queers, these homosexuals, in the clergy and in the hierarchy. And I can draw very readily, I'm led to believe by his investigation, that 70% of the American Catholic bishops are queer.
So, well, I would specify and be specific on that, though. This is a prerequisite for blackmail. So people out there listening, whatever their view on this is, the point is this is being done strategically to control the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. And this is a club, then. They only let their people in.
They let in the blackmailable people, so they will do what they're damn well told, right?
Well, we see this in sheriff's departments. This ended up happening in Austin a few years back. And so regardless of what people's views are, people out there, you know, who are liberal, modern, whatever, and say, oh, you know, you guys are being, Hutton's being, you know, backward and bigoted, whatever your view is on that, Hutton is simply stating the fact and that 70% from the research of the bishops are involved in this, and I've seen it from my own research. I totally agree with that. I would say more than half of the Republican leadership is. And, you know, it's been coming out that the chairman of the RNC, Hastert, governors, on and on and on. And the point is, it's not just like, oh, you know, these gay people just so happen to get in these positions of power. No, they're picked as part of this network. And I'd go further. It's a lot further than just homosexuality. There's also a lot of pedophilia involved in this. And that's how they really like to blackmail people. Hutton?
Yeah, that's true. So,
what percentage from the research, if 70% are homosexual, what percentage are involved in going after the altar boys?
Of the 70% that are queer, yeah, I would say 100%. Because that's much worse. You can blackmail people better that way. These days it seems to be no crime to throw up your orders and say, well, I can't stand this celibacy and go away. But that's something else again, and as you mentioned in the case of the government, people are promoted because they can be told what they must do.
It's amazing. Would you advise somebody then to put somebody in a mainstream so-called Catholic school or system if there's this many perverts floating around in there?
I would not. I think it's one of the worst things you can do these days. At least if you're in a public school, while it is dumbed down and perverted, it is not officially anti-Catholic. It's all religion, of course. You can't bring up religion in this place unless you bring it in, sneak the Bible in as a
history book.
A history book or
literature.
Literature. A good, fine example of good writing. But that's not all the Bibles you see these days. Some of them are pretty wretched.
Well, you're absolutely right. So bottom line, it's compromised, it's blackmailed. Regardless of people's political views or social views, the point is this is going on. This is happening. They're using it to blackmail the White House. This is system-wide. And it's gotten so bad that, as I keep reporting, DynCorp and Halliburton can be in the Chicago Tribune running child kidnapping rings and no one gets in trouble. I mean, this is so big. What is their goal? I mean, you know, one-child policy, breaking up the family, society's degenerating, every major organization's been infiltrated or compromised or completely taken over by these New World Order people. The average Mason is compartmentalized and has never proceeded outside the porch, so they think the Masonic Order's good and think we're liars. They don't know what it is, high level. It seems like the whole world is in thrall of this devilish system. Where is it all going, Hutton?
Well, it's heading straight for the end. I don't know how long it's going to take, but unless we can get our church back some way, and get the government back some way, too, as long as we're at it. But you're more likely to get it back if you have a bunch of people who are trained in morals. It's not done anymore. Everything is loose.
What do you say to mainstream, mainline people that think they're members of the Catholic Church, who go along with all of this, I mean, it's clear that this has been designed to destroy that institution, and it has. The membership's fallen off. It's falling apart. But what would you say to those that are still part of this system? What would you say to those who are in denial? I mean, when Ratzinger's up there saying one world government, new world order, one world religion, I mean, it doesn't get any clearer. That's in clear English. He's clearly saying it.
Yeah, that's true enough.
I mean, I don't know how people could deny.
It's also in clear German and Italian and whatever else you can think of.
Yeah.
It used to come out in Latin, and then nobody knew what he was talking about. We have to say to those people, whom do you follow? Why do you listen to these people? How is it possible that this man is a pope? Because that's what they do. They're infallible. They hold the office, and therefore they can do no wrong, logically. They carry it too far, because his infallibility is limited to the articles of faith and to the morals.
That means the implementation of the basic foundation, the Bible, the canons.
Yes, and whatever the church has taken from tradition, from Christ and his apostles. Tradition is not what comes later.
Well, isn't it, Hutton Gibson? I mean, this is really like bank robbers dressing up like police to go rob the bank, and then everybody submits to them and says, well, they're wearing the uniform, they must be cops.
Yeah, well, you have to figure there are such things in the world as oxymorons. We have what you could call mutually exclusive concepts. And since these men are on record as promoting heresy, they cannot be Catholic. And if they are not Catholic, they cannot be Pope. We have not had an eligible Pope since Pius XII.
Now, there's a big debate about when the New World Order, and we know it was always in there and doing things, but when the New World Order fully took control of the entire Catholic apparatus, at least this more modern Masonic version. And there's a big debate raging about that. From your research and the other scholars you confer with and your trips to Rome and your research, what have you discovered? When can you mark the point they really, you know, had control?
What they did was call this Vatican Council II, for which there was no reason. If there were any reasons, there might have been three things that would call for something like that, and they did not rule on any one of them. And one of them was communism, one of them was contraception, and one of them was usury. And they never said a word on any of these, officially. And
well, what is it going to take for people to figure out that Ratzinger's pure evil? Is he going to have to dress up in a devil outfit and dance around with a pitchfork?
I don't think that'll do it. People do things like that all the time.
Oh, man. I mean, that's the equivalent calling for one world government, one world religion.
Well, as far as it should make a point with Catholics that the man is not a bishop. And there he is. His office is Bishop of Rome. And he's not a bishop, because he went through a ceremony which would never make anyone a bishop, which was brought in at the same time this new mass was brought in 1969.
So basically there was a hostile takeover. They'd already infiltrated long before, but there was a hostile takeover in 69. That's the key date?
Well, that was pretty conclusive at that point, where they put us all. Any priest that would look at that new mass and say, this is a mass, would have to deny all his education and the oaths that he took upon ordination.
Hutton Gibson, I'm looking at a Southern Poverty Law Center, quote, intelligence report. Radical powerhouse, the Society of St. Pius V, or is that the 10th, which has chapels and schools across the United States, remains a front, and it goes in to say it's basically evil Nazis. If you don't submit to what the mainline church says, you're a Nazi. Do you have comments on, I mean, they're really getting bold when they're attacking the traditionalist Catholic movement that's got tens of millions of members.
Well, they're trying to isolate us, put us into this right-wing corner. I've often wondered how I got out on this right wing, because I grew up right in the center of the church. And without a change of attitude, belief, practice, suddenly I'm out here on this right wing. And who's demonstrating this is a right wing? All I'm doing is exactly what my ancestors did right back to the time of St. Patrick.
But it seems more and more, Hutton, that the establishment is losing control. The alternative media is exploding. Alternative films are exploding. It does seem that the pendulum is starting to swing back. Things are getting bad, but it does seem like people are waking up. Are you seeing that?
Well, I hope they're waking up. I'm trying to help wake them up by talking in public for a change. I've been neglecting my duty because of the... See, there are certain people that are... They don't give a damn what I think. They're out after my son.
Now, we understand that. Well, let's talk some more about that since you bring it up when we get back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Okay, folks, welcome back. The War Is Now is Hutton's newsletter. He's also written several books, pamphlets. And one of them is The Enemy Is Still Here. You can get his newsletter for $5 a year. And you can write to ACT. Write this down, folks. This is for traditional Catholics, Catholics, or just the general public that want to be informed by a scholar who's really studied this. And it is scholarly. It's heavy reading. I've read it several times and read two of his books. ACT, P.O. Box 27. Pleasant Unity, PA 15676. That's ACT, PO Box 27, Pleasant Unity, PA15676. And up on Infowars.com, we have a link to HuttonGibson.com. That's not his site, but someone runs it. And he says it's a good site. It has most of his info up there, and it's good. You can read a lot of the articles he's written and also get the P.O. Box address. Hutton Gibson, H-U-T-T-O-N Gibson, HuttonGibson.com, or ACT, A-C-T, P.O. Box 27, Pleasant Unity, P.A. 15676. Hutton, was all that accurate I just said?
Correct.
Let's get back, because you brought it up, and I'm being careful not to be too controversial here and respect the fact that you trust this show to come on here after 2.5 years, or I guess silence since 2004, really. You said they want to get at your son through you. We hit the break. Please continue.
Well, that's I'm the whipping boy, I suppose. I'm responsible for anything he thinks, and anything he thinks must be what I think. This general guilt by association, I guess you call it, they used to call it McCarthyism.
Well, he does. Now, I mean, Mel does stick up for his dad, and he says that you're his biggest hero.
Well, that's very gratifying. I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it in a TV interview, but... You know, I tell you that they did take out of context what you said. They did lie about what you said. They did all sorts of things. I got called by internet, by national television, wanting to buy an interview you did here, and I just told them, where they could go, so they could try to craft some things. And it's just despicable. But again, like I said, people are waking up to this. They're not buying it anymore, Hutton.
I hope not. But. You mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes.
Isn't that outfit that chased the Ten Commandments out of the Alabama State Court?
Yes, really? that's what they do. They're here to destroy the country.
Hmm.
And then Bush didn't even stand up for Judge Roy Moore. He sent a prosecutor down after him.
Well, what do you expect? Isn't this the guy that... All he's against abortion, and then he says, well, give me a bill, I'll sign it. He doesn't need a bill. He got this doggone Homeland Security thing through there because he wanted it.
Well, remember 3 years ago you were on right when The Passion of Christ was about to come out, and you told me about the Diane Sawyer interview before it even went on TV that Mel said, you know where the guess where I'm going to hide out after this movie comes out? I'm going to hide where the WMDs are hidden.
Right.
Because can find me.
Nobody will ever be able to find him. All right.
What do you think about their talk of attacking Iran?
Oh, they'll get to it. They don't throw these things up. It's a balloon, and then you get talked into it. People discover things that have happened, like, maybe 500 years ago, the Shah of Persia shot a Christian or something, if he had a gun. I don't know about this. I suppose they had guns.
Well, we're going to break for 70 seconds and come back and do just 5 more minutes with Hutton Gibson. Always interesting to talk to him. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.